Coming to you live from the Cross Country Mortgage Campus in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, coming soon to Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland. Here are your hosts, Bo Bishop and Nathan Zagura.
All right, let's do it live on a First Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, coming soon to Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland. I am merely Bo. He is the great Z. You okay? You all right there?
You never know. You never can tell.
It's all in play.
Listen, there's some excitement going on right now. Browns obviously have brought in a couple of players on defense. I don't think they're necessarily done on that side of the ball. I think the Browns have brought, you know, multiple players back. Two on defense, one on offense. Posick, Taki, and A.J. Green are the reported ones. So that's good, but I don't think they're done. I think some, you know, keep an eye on the wide receiver position. We're hearing a lot of stuff about the trade market right now. I would pay attention to that if I were a Browns fan. Do the Browns have the ammunition? And that's the question. When you make a trade like you do for Deshaun Watson, that hurts your ammunition to get other guys. Can they figure something out there on a wide receiver front? And then the other thing I would pay attention to is the safety market. And the name that I've thrown out repeatedly for, what, the last 2 weeks was Juan Thornhill. If they can work it in. The Browns have some constraints. That's when you have a quarterback on a big contract, you have some financial constraints. Now, they could restructure other people to free up more money, but I think Thornhill would be a great addition and fit for what the Browns want to do defensively, and then it'll just be a matter if they can, you know, get on the money. And that's why, you know, that's what they wanted Hargrave, but we run into financial constraints. You get Dalvin Tomlinson, who everybody's very excited about. You end up with 0-0, 0-2, and, you know, away we go. But I think keep an eye on the Browns are not done. Now, can they execute it?
You can't be. You have other things that have to get done if you're going to.
Of course.
In this window that we're in, you have to strike right now.
Yeah.
So they have to have a center field safety. You went over that. So that when I say they have to be, that's what I mean. Like we don't have a safety right now. So now you have the draft.
You have the draft. That's what I'm saying. It's not all free agency, but
it's a big gamble to go into next season. The best pick you have is 42 right now.
Yeah.
And say, well, we got to get a safety there who's going to be a starter on an AFC contender.
You find an MJ Emerson at safety.
You got to find those guys, man. So that they got to knock those things out. So yeah, there's a lot of work to be done. But I'm gonna run something by you. Let's do the football stuff. Right out of the way, and we'll have hijinks along the way.
Yeah.
Is there still work to be done here? Yes. I think you can make a pretty clear argument that the Cleveland Browns are better now than they were when they ended last season for a bunch of factors.
Yes.
That going into next season will be significantly better than we were last season based on additions, a full year of Watson, Jim Schwartz defense, so forth and so on. I think anybody would agree with that.
Yep.
The best team in this division is not better than they were to start.
No.
Next season. The Cincinnati Bengals currently do not have a safety. They have Dax Hill, who they drafted. He's going to be their free safety center fielder guy. They have him. They don't have a hammer because Von Bell
gone
and played
Bell.
Well and signed.
They played well.
And signed, and so he validated their belief in them, and then he got paid and he left. But beyond that, they lost Hayden Hurst today. So they don't have they do not even have a tight end.
They're going to, I mean.
I know they'll get one.
They'll
have to draft one. But as we sit right now, the Bengals are worse off than they were to end last season. Now, they're more proven than we are, clearly. But in terms of the pecking order in this division, and that's what you got to do first, you got to win the division. We're better than we were at the end of last season. The Bengals are worse off than they were at the end of last season.
Yep.
And the Ravens are completely in a state of nobody knows because there's no certainty with their quarterback position. So that's – and, of course, we have to respect the Steelers were ahead of us in the pecking order, too. Right now it feels like they're about where they were, and it's just going to be a bank on Pickett.
And then in the Ravens, we don't know what's going on there.
I mentioned them with the quarterback.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on there.
We have no idea what's going on there.
So speaking of a quarterback, over 300,000 people are not right now watching McAfee on a YouTube show, which is
insane. Do that instead of listening to us?
No, I'm not suggesting they do that. I'm just saying it's an unbelievable number.
Yeah,
it's an unbelievable number for a YouTube show. As people are well aware, Aaron Rodgers is supposedly going on there to say what he is going to do, which we all know is going to be going to the Jets, I would think.
You say that, but like, would you be surprised if you said, I'm going to retire or I haven't made my decision yet?
I'd be a lot happier. I don't need him coming into the and I think that he is somewhat on, you know, the decline a little bit. relative to what we've seen, but I'm not counting him out, and especially if you put him in a situation where he's got Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall and Elijah Moore and Alan Lazard, who has come over, you know, from Green Bay with him. I'm not going to count him out in any stretch of the imagination. I like your optimism, though, earlier about what you were saying with our team and in this division. And, yeah, we've been waiting for a long time to be and I think we have a chance to be significantly better by the time we start this season, depending on what other moves are able to be made. But it's all about going out there in September, Bo, and executing. And that's, you know, the thing. By the way, Jordan Poyer back to the Bills. So he will not be reuniting here with the Browns. Very good player, great guy, great athlete. Can hit a baseball. Oh, boy.
This isn't false optimism. It's just the reality of we're better off than we were at the end of last season.
No doubt.
The Bengals are worse off than they were at the end of last season. Now, they're still head and shoulders above. You're chasing them. So right. They're dropping a little. You haven't caught all the way up, but you are better than you were at the end of last season. They're a little bit worse off. But there's a lot of work to be done.
So they're flying at 30,000 feet, we'll call it.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of last season. So maybe right now they're at 28,000 feet, 29,000, and we were at 20. And now we're up to 24.
Yeah, so you've closed the gap.
We've closed the gap. But we're still not there now.
No. And to your point earlier, and this isn't really fun radio, but the reality is there's nothing that we're going to do today. There's nothing we're going to do next week. There's nothing we're going to do at the draft that's going to mean a damn thing to those of you out there listening.
Yep.
You'll be excited in the moment, but no one's going to care until you get to September and you play football and it looks right and you start winning games. That's where you are.
Yep.
And so when we talk about this, all of this stuff that we're dealing with, and it's the reality of a situation that we've crystallized many times on the show, there is tremendous pressure to land the plane in a lot of different areas because your best players you're paying.
Yeah.
So they need to be superstars. They should be. They're all in the prime of their career. You've compensated them all richly. And then you need to add to that in a snake pit of an AFC. If you're in the NFC, this tone is so different. But you're not. You're in the AFC, and you're not going to get transferred. There's no transfer portal.
Nope.
So you're in this conference, you're in this division, you got to find your way out of it. You got to go contend while you're paying all of your best players at the premium and they're in their prime. And so there is immense pressure on continuing to buttress the defensive line, on landing a free safety who's a guy who can start in the league. You don't need to land the best free safety in the history of the NFL. You need a starter, a competent starter, and you need to add to the weapons on offense.
The fact of the matter is we need to score. We need to score the football. That is what this game is about, and that all rests on, you mentioned pressure, there's pressure on our quarterback, Deshaun Watson, to show that he can be the guy that led the NFL in passing back in 2020. It'll be the start of the 2023 season, and to see what he is able to do in that. That's really, if we hope to go where we want to go, that is how we are going to get there. Period, end of story, bottom line, right? Deshaun Watson being that guy again, or being even better than he was at that point. Without that, it's not going to happen. So that is the key. But assuming, and I think it's reasonable to assume, you are going to get top-level quarterback play out of him.
Yeah.
With a full offseason, getting back into it, and the distractions are gone, all of those things, that you now have a situation where, to your point, you've got to have everything else in place because this could be the year. This could be the year that you've got to make your run. Our window, to your point, I think where you've got guys in their prime that you are compensating already, it's now. It's now. It's the next couple of seasons.
So smack dab in the middle of it.
It's time to get it going, no doubt.
Yeah. So, and the one thing that you know about this organization, because it's been this way as long as I've been involved in the last 5 years, there will be no stone unturned. There will be no price too big to pay to be able to get into that place.
Yep.
I mentioned the Bengals earlier. So their attitude, people say, well, why didn't they just match on Von Bell? Why didn't they just match on Hayden Hurst?
Money.
And the reality is, the reason that they didn't do it is they set a number that they are unwilling to go over, even minimally, even for their own free agents. They will not do it. And in all of those instances, even though you look at those contracts, you go, well, you could have done that. You could have kept Hurst. You could have kept Von Bell. They reached that pinnacle. They went over it, and they said, fine, we're out. And so now they're going to have to scramble. Now, though, they still have Boyd, Chase, Higgins, and Burrow and all of that.
And they'll draft a tight
end. They're going to draft a running back. They're
good
not gonna,
tight end
I think
draft.
Mix – Pirine's gone, too, and Mixon's out. I mean, he's going to be – they're going to try to do a different deal for him, a restructure. He's going to say no, and they're going to start over at running back. But that's fine. They still have those other three guys.
Might end up with Austin Eckler.
I would be surprised if they had some interest in a guy that we know very well named Kareem Hunt. I wouldn't be at all surprised if that's the way that they went. But they've got some things that they've got to fill on their roster. Those type of issues have never been the issue here. If it's somebody that you want, you're going to get them from a financial, as long as you can.
Right.
There's a cap gymnastics you got to do, but as long as you can get around it, you will.
Yeah.
So
that's where people want to come here. I mean, ultimately, people will go where they get the best deals. And in most cases, the Browns would have the ability to do that. But at other times, they won't. For example, with Hargrave, I think, very much wanted to come play for the Browns. We offered him a lot of money. The Niners, who are in a easier conference, offered him more. And there away he went.
That was specifically because he watched the game on Christmas and he said, "I don't want to play in 30 below zero." That's what I heard.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
Get yourself a dome.
Dome it up.
70 degrees.
Take that.
Everybody wins. 68.
Right. Eliminate
the variables.
By the way, shout out to my man Grassman. He says he refuses to watch the McAfee show while it runs head to head against Browns Daily. Thank you.
Good job, buddy.
Thank you.
You are now upwards of 400,000 people have. So
they're nearing 420.
Yeah. Well, and this is the thing with him that's so interesting, because he is such a walking contradiction. Like, he acts like he doesn't want any of the attention, and yet
he does 430,000
is set up to be able to get.
What's the record for a live streaming show on YouTube? This.
Oh, I'm sure that there's some sort of celebrity nonsense with somebody, right?
Live, though?
I don't know.
Like,
I mean, I guess I don't know. I guess I don't know that. Get the MIT kids on it.
Videos, obviously, have gotten millions and gajillions.
Sure,
but
yeah.
I'm talking
like
just somebody live.
Live YouTube broadcast.
Concurrent views, yeah.
Didn't they used to do like some football games?
I don't know. I don't even know 500,000 people would watch a football game on YouTube.
Yeah, not YouTube TV, but YouTube.
YouTube. No, this is on you. Yeah.
On the app. I think my kids watch this Nasser guy that many times.
Well, yeah, there are plenty of people. So the darkness was great for him. Make a great transition to the next chapter of his life, says that the darkness hole. He really enjoyed it.
That's great. Fantastic. All right, we'll keep you updated on that. We'll also go around the NFL. We're off and running on a First Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily. We're brought to you by Ballybet. Coming soon to Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet. Coming soon to Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
And renew your home for the last time with Renew Home Exteriors siding and roofing products. Don't spend all day with high-pressure sales guys. The team at Renew Home Exteriors won't waste your day with hours of negotiating the price of your project. Just an upfront fair price to make your project easy. Modernize your home with premium siding ranging in every style and color. Renew Home Exterior, superior product, superior service. Visit renewestimate.com for more. You asked the question. You thought maybe this would have a chance to break
your
record.
Hello,
yeah. For the largest. Not in fact. The number one viewership on YouTube.com live stream. Can I interest you in 6.1 million live streams?
For?
2022 World Cup quarterfinal.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's world. That's a global audience.
Right. So second is 5.2 million. That's a World Cup round of 16.
All right. Take live sports out of it.
Okay. 4 million. SpaceX launch. Apple, probably, I'm guessing, dropping the new iPhone or an iPad or something like that. Some sort of an Apple stream is fourth, 3.6. Law and Crime Network, 3.5 million.
Do we have any?
My hunch would be that would be some sort of a ruling on something that was live streamed.
Maybe. But there,
maybe your boys in South Carolina.
For a show.
Next Sports, whatever that is, was 2.7 million. I don't know what that is. A Brazilian football club was 3.5 million.
Okay.
So there's a high standard. Yeah. Live sports, live things. I mean, this is a live sports show, and it's a guy who's going on and on and on and on and on and on and on.
By the way, he's really upset that they drafted Jordan Love.
You don't say. Right. Yeah. There's a Fortnite live stream that was 700,000. Some guy, the ninja guy, was 616,000.
Yeah, to watch him play Fortnite.
To watch him play Fortnite.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So we're not there yet on that. Just to recap, you know, what you are missing and where it is was what's happening right now in the Mac. Like, he is just thanking every human who's ever worked for the Packers.
We got a door shout out.
He got a door shout out. He talked about how the front office was different. Well, yeah, it's 18 years. I bet that it is different than it was in 2005.
Yeah.
He went into the beef against Jordan Love again,
and
the drafting of Jordan Love, as if that grief has not been heard many, many times before. In the end, this is almost certainly going to end up with him playing with the Jets. I mean, he's talking to the Packers in a past tense. So, obviously, that deal's been worked out, and he sorted it out. You said it in the break, and they're going to be so easy to root against.
Oh, God. Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, it's just a lot of nonsense.
Yeah. When I came out of the darkness, something changed. I mean, this is unbelievable. That's what he said. If he does this for now, it's going to be amazing.
He allegedly said apparently, I mean, we're doing our show, so it's hard to say, but he did say that one day he went into the darkness, he was 90% retired. So obviously he's playing for the Jets. Is that there? I honestly think this is one of the worst things from a PR perspective I've ever heard. McAfee's killing it.
Oh, God.
And he's going to, you know, his future home, who knows, but.
I just love that he keeps calling it the darkness. That's unbelievable. We got to get some darkness t-shirts. I love Green Bay. It's always going to be home, but something changed after the darkness retreat. I went to the darkness 90% retired, 10% playing, but now things are different from the darkness. He's just rambling. Somebody said this is like an Oscar speech with him thanking everybody.
It's a little bit like The Decision with
LeBron.
Worse
than The Decision, yes.
A little bit. I mean, it kind of has that type of a feel to it, except it's even more lacking of self-awareness.
He clearly doesn't have self-awareness, I don't think. And I think it's readily apparent, and it's not a surprise at this point. I mean, it has been going on for years.
Yeah.
The funny thing is he went through this with Favre and then was like, I'm not going to be like Favre. And I would say at this point, he's worse.
The only thing I'll say about, I mean, Favre was
take
pretty,
his legal stuff out.
Well, no,
of it,
but even post. Even the taking the legal stuff out of it, Favre retired from the Packers a couple of times and then came back. He was like, I'm done, and then I come
no,
back.
I'm not done.
That happened twice.
Yeah.
Where he retired and then came back.
We so just Brady could tie him.
We just didn't live in a world where there was
this type of
scrutiny and
totally.
Social media and all that, where everyone was paying attention to it.
Yes.
You know, like football in those days kind of went away. He retired in February. He didn't hear from him again until camp.
Somebody said we need the shot clock on this interview.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to go. Yeah, so he's going on and on and on and on. We'll see. Obviously, it's going to end up with him in the Jets. Go ahead.
Breaking not Browns news, but great news that I think will bring us all a little bit of joy. The Hammer, 2 years, $4 million. $1 million signing bonus. All right. Good for you, Hammer, with the Giants.
Yeah. Baker got a deal too. He got a 1 year, $8.5 million deal with
four
the Bucks.
Million. Yeah,
$8.5 million.
$4 million. I think it's four guaranteed, and then $4.5 million in incentives.
If he's able to do it. It's interesting how people phrased it. Like Pelissero and Schefter phrased it as if Baker Mayfield signs with Tampa Bay a chance to resurrect his career as a starter of the Bucks, whereas Rappaport framed it as a chance to compete with Kyle Trask.
Jenna Lane also said that. It's a chance to compete, and that it's only a $4 million deal, and there's no risk to the Bucks. This is not a big deal.
Yeah, Alan Lazard, 4 years, 44 with the Jets. Rodgers obviously will join him at some point. It sure feels like. Go ahead.
He said it. My intention is to play and to play for the New York Jets. I haven't been holding anything up at this point. It's the Packers and the compensation they're trying to get for me.
Well, yeah, I bet they are. Why'd you sign the contract?
So there it is. He's made it clear since Friday. His intention is to play and to play. For the New York Jets. So 23 minutes. Not terrible.
That's not bad.
Yeah. After the darkness.
Yeah. So he says the compensation the Packers are trying to get her. Well, of course it is.
He wants to be a New York Jet. And it's the Packers right now working out the trade is what's holding it up. So there it is. He will be a Jet. Welcome to the AFC. Yada, yada, yada. 23 minutes. Honestly, could have been worse. Could have been worse there. The darkness really had a real profound impact.
It did. Changed him from 90% retired to all in Jets went in the darkness for a few days.
I feel like he needs to wear like a Charlie Murphy shirt.
You think? Be good? Good fit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. So what do you,
from the few people that get that, that's good. That's
very good. It is very good.
That's good stuff there.
The Packers, they still hold all the cards. I mean, they can still get what they want to get, don't they?
Why wouldn't they just turn heel and be like, you know what?
Actually,
screw
two
you.
Ones, Garrett Wilson coming back.
Yeah.
Sauce Gardner.
Yeah. But we want the rookies of the year.
Yeah, give us those two guys, and then you can have him. Actually, yeah. Straight up, Wilson and Gardner, you take him.
Done.
Sold.
I don't understand why they would help him.
I don't know why they would either. And he's acting like they owe it to him. They don't owe him anything. They've compensated him very richly to play quarterback.
He's
that.
Wanted to be with the Jets since last Friday. What a great drop. I That's wanted incredible. To be there. He said, but the Packers are digging their heels in.
That's what he said?
Jeez. If I'm the Jets, let's be, okay. I'm watching this.
Yeah.
Like, do I want to deal with this guy? He's already trying to be the GM of my team.
Sure you do.
He was a bad GM of the Packers. If I'm the Jets, why don't I just go sign Lamar to an offer sheet that the Ravens won't match and give up 1-1 and have Lamar Jackson?
Well, you ask the question, you know the answer. Because you're Woody Johnson, you've had to look up in the division for all these years. You've tried drafting two separate quarterbacks in the top four of the draft.
So you think getting him is...
If you're him, you can convince yourself of it. He was the MVP 2 years ago. He comes in there, and you feel like, well, now we can go contend with Buffalo. We can contend with Miami, and away we go. That's why they're doing it. Because when, even at his elevated age, you still, it's a puncher's chance. You can convince yourself of it. They have everything else other than him. They're really good. The roster's really good.
Ashley Bastak, who covers us for Cleveland.com, said, I can't quite explain it, but this Aaron Rodgers interview has the same energy as a Housewives reunion, but if there was only Andy Cohen talking to one housewife, which I know that you're not, you don't live in that world, you don't dabble
in
that.
Don't.
I do. That's A-plus tweeting.
That's a good job out of her.
That's tremendous. Yes.
Yeah.
It's actually really, really good. Let's send him back to the darkness. How about that? Let's go back to the darkness and just calm down and chill out. Sam Monson has tweeted Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers. Oh, boy.
Pretty interesting. I mean, look at how brutal. They're in that Saskatchewan Rough Riders uniforms.
Oh, it's awful.
It's a bad look.
Bring back the Broadway Joes.
I don't think they can. They've been in, they're too new to these. They could probably wear them as a once-off.
One-off.
Yeah, but they consistently they'd have to wear those.
Why do we make all these rules? Why can't we just be like college? Wear whatever you want from your whole catalog.
The
Who
reason,
cares? Sell them all.
Yeah, sell them all. I think on the redesigned uniform, it's the same thing that got the Cavs on the Donovan Mitchell thing, right? Where you have to have the supply to match the demand. So they make these uniforms years in advance, and then all they have to do is print them. And so you got to give us 5 years worth of inventory to sell through before you can start over. It does seem random that they pick 5 years, though, to me, to say the least.
Yeah.
I'm debatably the best player in franchise history. Humble. Very humble.
The darkness.
Very, very humble. It's all the nonsense aside, the Jets are better. The AFC's better. So one more team in that would walk into their building today and say, yeah, we can win the Super Bowl. Because
yeah.
they believe it.
Yep.
Whether we do or not, they do.
Yep.
And we'll see what comes of it. Going to be interesting. Get some perspective on this. Go ahead.
The Jets tweeted out the you know the classic Leo pointing,
yeah.
and he's at the McAfee show pointing. Well, let me tell you something. When you do that as the Jets, I don't know. That's a smart move to tweet that out. You know he wants to play for the Jets, but if I'm the Packers, I'm like, you know what? That's going to cost you another third rounder just because.
I think the Packers can do whatever they want right now.
Yeah.
It's funny. I saw people act like the Packers don't have any leverage. I think they have all of it.
There it is, a scale like this. 100.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah.
100.
Yeah.
Zero.
That's right.
Yeah. That's
no,
right.
No, they've got it all. Graziano's up next, even amidst all of this, huh? All right. Very good.
Good,
our great friend,
him.
ESPN NFL insider Dan Graziano, going to join us coming up next. You listen to Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, coming soon to Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, coming soon to Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
All right, let's head right out to the Twisted Tea Hotline, brought to you by Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea, official sponsor of your Cleveland Browns. Keep it twisted, Cleveland. ESPN NFL insider, great friend of the program, Dan Graziano joins us. What did you just watch there, pal? We've been on the air for a half hour, been trying to take it in via Twitter. What was it like in real time?
Yeah. Well, once he got to it, it was interesting. I mean, he started with like a whole rundown of the history of the Packers front office for some reason. what Rodgers ends up saying is he wants to play for the Jets, and he says the Packers are holding up the deal by basically because of their demands from the Jets in the trade, and he would like them to, quote, do right by him, which I guess means get done already. So that's where we stand. It looks like the reason he went on is to communicate that message, that it's the Packers that want him out, and he wishes they would go ahead and do it. So that's the latest. I mean, he's still going. He's still talking on McAfee's show right now and, you know, saying God knows what. But it sounds like, the news of the day is he wants to go to the Jets and he would like the Packers to get the deal done already.
What incentive do the Packers have to get this deal done? And, I mean, you got the Jets social account tweeting out, you know, basically about Aaron Rodgers and what he said. Don't they have all – isn't their leverage just going through the roof right now?
Yeah. I don't – I mean, Packers don't have to be in a hurry. In fact, if they wait till after June 1st, their cap hit this year would only be about $15 million for him instead of 40. So they're better off waiting.
Yeah.
So they can, you know, they can take their time and make sure they get what they want from the Jets. And it sounds like what Rodgers is trying to do here is to pressure them into moving before they're comfortable with it. So it's a power play, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. Next step is to hear from the Packers. I don't know if we will or we'll back channel that, but yeah.
It's crazy, Dan. Like, there's all these things. I mean, like, you know, Ian Rappaport works for the NFL Network, of course. He's tweeting out a picture from via the NFL of Rodgers in a Jets uniform. Like, the deal has to be done, right? Like, I understand we're all having fun with this, but no deal's done. And if you just mentioned, that's a pretty big deal you just mentioned about the June designation versus now in terms of the savings for the Packers on their end of it. There is, just out of their own goodwill, they paid him $50 million last year, and he put him through all this last year too, right?
Yes. I mean,
so
yes.
It's like, what? It's hard for me to understand what's going on, I mean, man. Like, there's no deal.
You know, God forbid you give a guy a $150 million contract extension at age 38, and like, boy, I wish everyone would treat me that badly. It's Aaron Rodgers, man. Like, it's all about him, and what he wants, he should get right now. So that's where we are.
If you were running the Jets and you watch this and have understood the shenanigans and the history, would you be a little leery of bringing in Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, but I think that ship has sailed. I think the Jets are all in here, and they know, obviously. I mean, everything that's been going on with this guy the last couple of years has been very public. Like, you know, you're getting an awful lot, the full spectrum of stuff with this guy. So, yeah, I think... sure, I'm sure there are people in the Jets building that are like, uh-oh, what are we getting ourselves into? But the fact of the matter is, none of them own the team, and the guy that does is full steam ahead, and so are the rest of them.
And it's not lost on me, and I'm sure others as well, that the guy that owns the team is Woody Johnson of Johnson and Johnson fame, and he's just trying to acquire a guy who is, you know, one of the biggest critics of his business. And I suppose if there's anything that kind of sums up what it means to have a franchise quarterback in the NFL, it's the fact that those two are going to about, hope in their eyes, I suppose, going to be married.
Yeah, I guess. Look, I don't
know,
man.
It's crazy, like, right, Dan? It's nuts.
I think he's going to end up on the Jets. I think it's a matter of, like we said at the beginning, the Packers have some leverage here. They have some time. They don't need to move him. Like, it's not like he was going to show up for OTAs anyway. Right, they'll go ahead with Jordan Love and do all that. So, you know, I don't know if this will help him or if it'll make the Packers, in his words, dig their heels in more. You know, we'll see. That's the next step. The next step is to find out what the Packers are thinking.
Yeah.
Well, this is all fun and good. He said that Schefter somehow got his number, and he texted him back, "Lose my number, nice try." Calling out reporters in this wide-ranging, whatever this interview that he is doing right now. All right, enough of Aaron Rodgers. We'll move on. We'll go into the darkness on him. Let's talk about just kind of what you're hearing. Jerry Jeudy's a name that's popped up quite a bit, certainly related to the Browns. I've heard other teams inquiring about him. There's talk now that, you know, in Denver that he is actively being shopped. What are you hearing about Jerry Jeudy, and if he is being shopped, what would it take to get him?
Yeah, shopped is strong, I think, at this stage. My understanding on the Broncos receivers is they're kind of listening. They've had talks with teams about Jerry Jeudy, Cortland Sutton, KJ Hamler. Obviously not going to trade the ball, but I think they could trade one of them. I was told that they're asking a first-round pick for Jeudy, which I don't think anyone's going to pay. So I think the thought is that maybe they move off of that at some point, and if it gets a little more realistic, maybe teams can do something with it. But I do think that like the Broncos are heavily leveraged at that position, and I think they would move one to help them somewhere else or to help restock draft picks. So Judy's 20. He didn't even turn 24 till next month. So yep. And he's got 1 year left on his rookie contract. So like I can understand them wanting a lot for him because you know, he's really talented and still young, and you could be buying very low on him. So we'll see how this goes. They're in a good spot. The wide receiver free agent market isn't fantastic. The draft wide receivers, I think people think it's a decent crop, but like not a stud. There's no like Justin Jefferson or Jamar Chase, right, in this year's first round. So if you have an asset like that, I think it makes sense to wait out the market, and I think that's probably what the Broncos would do.
Dan, we know we asked you to do this before we knew all this stuff was going to happen with Rodgers. We'll let you get back to it. We know you're very, very busy. Thank you so much for your time and for honoring the commitment.
Yeah, I apologize
to us.
If I sounded no. Did I sound distracted? I wasn't.
No.
I'm giving you guys my attention.
You're one of our. We love you, man. Yeah. We know you're busy.
Go get
back
to
work.
It.
Thanks,
yes.
Man.
I don't want to miss. I don't want to miss him ripping Schefter. You know, like I want to make sure.
Well, he's on to Rappaport now.
He's on to the next.
You might make the list, Dan.
You might be on the list, buddy.
I doubt that very much. We'll see. All right, thanks, guys.
All right, that's Dan Graziano.
Cardiac Kid just tweeted out to Tony Grossi next at Aaron Rodgers 12. Amazing. Amazing. What a time to be alive. What a time to be alive. This is, you know what? As much as we're giving him grief and he seems unlikable, he's like, look, this is who I am. This is how I'm going to go through. He basically said that the list of demands with the Jets was ridiculous, but that went through every player on the list and said why he wanted to play with them. Mm-hmm. So that's funny. Now he's ragging on reporters. It's just, it's more fun though, to be honest, than not, you know, people just not saying anything. I'm enjoying it.
It's entertaining.
It's off season. Give it all to me.
Yeah. I think there's a couple of big factors here that are the you know, the other part of it, and the, you know, the Packers part of it is pretty significant. The Jets right now would have no leverage on anything. The Packers can do whatever they want right now. What Dan said about the designation in June, like wait to trading him in June, that's an incredible savings.
Yeah,
for
let's
them.
Go ahead and let's definitely do that. No,
let's
no
punt
way.
It down
OTAs,
the line.
Yeah, for sure.
And then what would prevent some other team from coming into it?
Yeah.
Does he have a no trade?
I have no idea.
Like if another team wanted to come in and say, oh, we can beat that. We can beat what the Jets gave.
Yeah. This is great. All the reporters now are loving it, and they're saying that Florio, it's clear that NFL reporters are living rent-free in this guy's head. Can't believe he doesn't get along with his brother. This is unbelievable. This is good. This is great off-season stuff. Give us a day, Aaron Rodgers. I mean, just go right on and just do it. Just go. He's running through everybody. I love it. Run through them all. Maybe he'll get to us. Maybe somebody's going to tell him, hey, on Browns Daily, they thought this was a real hoot. Screw you, Zagara and Bishop.
The other part of it, the actual part, the other part of it is the football side of it.
It stinks.
Is the Jets got, if they pull this is the thing, like we say, the Jets got better. I can't believe the NFL tweeted out that photo that Rappaport tweeted out of him in a Jets jersey.
Content, eyeballs,
no,
cares.
No, there has to be, this is the league. Like, this deal is not, there's no deal, man.
There is no deal.
He's not a free agent.
No, he's a Packer.
They have to,
fact.
They have to work out a deal on compensation.
That's
before
right.
he can be traded.
It would be like, yeah, it'd be like putting Jerry Jeudy in a Browns uniform just because you feel like it seems like it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, it could be. And you heard what he said on that when we did ask the one. You asked the one about Jeudy, that the asking price for him would be a one.
Yeah.
So there you go.
By the way, Kirk Cousins, Jared Goff, potentially Justin Fields, vying to be the top quarterback in the NFC North for the first time in, what, 30 years that somebody other than a Packers quarterback would have been the top quarterback in that division?
Yeah, you couldn't make an argument other than Favre and Rodgers going back. Favre goes to the Packers in 91-ish.
Yeah.
And I suppose there might be, Eric Kramer had
a
nice year.
Was there a good Scotty Mitchell year?
There was a good Eric Kramer year in there at one point. I think by the time Mitchell was there, the Packers were already fully formed with Favre. Randall Cunningham had the great year in 98. The 98 Vikings.
Boy, did he.
He was great.
So maybe that's
But nobody would take Randall Cunningham over Brett Favre in 98.
Let's do that. Let's do that right now.
No. I think the Bears have never had a quarterback.
No.
So, that's it. You got to go back, that long.
All right.
And then even, honestly, Don Majkowski was pretty good for them.
The Magic Man.
Yeah, and then before that, Lynn Dickey.
All right.
They've had quarterbacks forever in Green Bay.
Randall Cunningham, 1998.
Yeah.
He was first-team All-Pro.
Out of nowhere, man.
61% completions, 3,700 yards, 34 touchdowns, 10 picks, 106 rating. And that led the league. And I'm pretty sure he was, first-team All-Pro. So he was the first-team All-Pro that year.
He was done. That's Randy Moss is what that
Randy
is.
Moss.
Favre was coming off an MVP. Favre won three straight MVPs, 95, 96, 97. The 98 Packers went 11-5. He threw for 42, 12, 31, and 23.
23 picks.
Yeah, coming off of three straight MVP seasons.
God, he threw – he had 6 seasons with 20 or more picks.
Look at his second-to-last season in Green Bay at age 36. He threw 29 picks.
Yeah, 20 touchdowns, 29 picks.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
Some of that's different league.
Totally.
But that's a lot
of picks.
That is. That's a ton of them.
Cunningham.
Yeah, so that goes – I mean, his first year with them is 92. He's made it to Pro Bowl in year one with them. So from 92 on – they had the best quarterback in the division except for 98 Randall Cunningham.
Cunningham followed that up with got hurt. That was a Jeff George year, 99. And he never threw 10 touchdowns in a season again.
It was Randy. I mean, that was Randy.
Yeah.
That was Randy's – was that Randy's rookie year?
I think so.
98?
Yeah.
Or second year? I mean, he was – that was absolutely ridiculous what he did that year. So, yeah, that division's wide open. Up until last year, they'd been in two straight NFC championship games. He'd won two straight MVPs. So that's the reality of this thing. So the NFC gets more wide open. The AFC gets more brutal. Of course, we will see Rodgers because we will play the Jets in the Hall of Fame game, and we host the Jets here this season. So provided he's healthy. Now, you're not going to see him in the Hall of Fame game, but you'll see him on the sidelines. The first view of him walking around in Jets gear on a sideline in an NFL field is going to be in Canton at the Hoff's big day. That Hall of Fame game got some juice.
Yeah, a lot of juice. Obviously, nobody's going to play in it, but, man, we just need to exorcise the demons of what happened week two a year ago.
You can do that in the regular season because they're coming here this year, too.
We've had some great moments early in the season against the Jets.
Against them, yeah.
Well, we had the magical Bud Light fridge night. It was an early home game against the Jets.
Yeah.
And then we had that early home game against the Jets. Not as magical. Yeah. It's going to be, just what an unbelievable. Schefter tweets out confirming the Aaron Rodgers report with a screenshot of Aaron Rodgers, lose my number. Good try, though. Schefter says, I can confirm it. What in the world are we living in? This is unbelievable stuff. This is unbelievable. Rodgers doing that Schefter doing that makes him infinitely cooler in my book. That's one of the, I think that should be a career crowning achievement. Yeah.
That's your big moment?
Yeah, it's my big Stafford moment.
This is a pretty good one from Jeff Kerr of CBS. Aaron Rodgers' last six passing attempts with the Packers, 2 of 6, 12 yards, interception on final throw. Brett Favre, last six pass attempts with the Packers, 2 of 6, 12 yards, interception on final throw.
Whoa.
Mirrored stats. Both were traded to the Jets. Mason Crosby was the kicker in both games.
That is wild. Zach Jackson with a great tweet. Dove Kleinman, lose your password.
How did that account just now be one that got everybody's attention?
No
what
idea.
What makes people? Because I was unaware. I don't pay that close
He's
attention to
He's been around
it.
For years or
well, we
didn't whatever
it
is.
It's been around for years. He basically just aggregates Twitter information. But I think some people thought it was a real person as opposed to what seems like a team of people.
So you think Dove Kleinman is a team of people? Sounds like
seems
a name.
Like it to me.
Seems like a name of Dove.
Yeah, but no one can find him, and people have looked into it.
No, he doesn't. Dove doesn't
no.
exist.
No. So I think it's some – I mean, it might just be one dude doing it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, it feels like he just – you know, he's an aggregator is what he does. Anything else you like there you want to get into?
No, just too – So he went after Schefter, he went after Rappaport, and he went after Diana Russini. Even though he confirmed basically everything she said was true, he still went after her pretty good.
Yeah, and Wingo was right, too.
Wingo was right. Yeah, somebody said, go play 36 today, Wingo. Love that Trey Wingo's still in the mix.
I think it's amazing that Trey Wingo made enough at ESPN that he can basically retire to Hawaii and play golf every day.
Sounds like a great thing
like
to be doing.
It feels like he's won as big as anything. Yeah.
He just does like a podcast now, right?
I have no idea. I got nothing for you on that.
Half Forgotten History with Trey Wingo. That's what it says on his thing. Podcast on YouTube.
All right. We'll go over some of the other things happening around in the NFL landscape. That is coming up next. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, coming soon to Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, coming soon to Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
And be part of one of the most passionate fan bases in the NFL. Join the Browns season ticket member waitlist today for the best chance to secure your tickets for all home games and future seasons. Don't miss out. Go to ClevelandBrowns.com. Tickets/tickets or call 440-891-5050 to reserve your spot today. Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. In his mind, at least. Certainly
that's
not
right.
Officially because a deal hasn't been done.
No.
This from Ari Mirov of My Sports Update saying the Jets are one of four teams who can be forced to do hard knocks if no other team volunteers. The Bears, the Saints, and the Commies are the other three.
They would do the Jets.
Absolutely, they'll do the Jets, which would make the Hall of Fame game would be a part of it. Has Hard Knocks ever done a team that's been part of the Hall of Fame game? Because that gets you another week.
Gets you a whole nother week. I like that. Yeah. Like where it's at.
So then you could do, you're talking about a 5-week show instead of a 4.
Yeah, get a little Revis in there.
If you're HBO and the
maybe
NFL
a glimpse
Network.
Of the Hoff.
Yeah, I think the Hoff gets in there a little bit.
Sure.
Certainly gets in there a little bit. Yeah. So that's where you stand on this. It's one of the damnedest things ever, guys. I know we've spent a lot of time on it, and maybe there's some fatigue out there, but I do think it's just stunning that there's like, it's like people are covering this as if it's done. And as if the Packers don't have an ability to ask what they want for in a trade. I mean, the headlines that you read, welcome to the neighborhood, Mr. Rodgers, future Hall of Fame quarterback, finally confirms his intentions to play for the Jets next season. You can intend all you want.
Yep.
There's no trade. And until there's a trade.
Until there's a trade, he's a Packer.
Right. And that could go a long time.
It sounds like it could go. It sounds like it should go until after June 1st.
I mean, if you're the Packers, for sure, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Seems like a no-brainer that they get that done.
People have already produced T-shirts that have Aaron Rodgers and Adam Schefter caricatures on them that just say, lose my number.
It's funny. What be interesting to see what all of this does. I mean, we've saw this with Brady. He did one, not to this extent, but he did one of these when he ended up in Tampa Bay. That elicited a Super Bowl championship in year one and an incredible run. What does this get the Jets if they can get this deal done? That's the other thing. Like, what do they have to give back? Do they harm their team in assets? They have some assets. Like, if I'm the Packers, I'd want some of those assets.
I just feel like at this point, when he has laid this all out and done all the things that he wants to do, and basically made it where it's a foregone conclusion that it's happening. If I'm the Packers, you could basically do whatever you want, I feel like.
And they are point, under no under obligation no to obligation. Do him any favors or write by him or anything. None.
No, they would eat a lot of money, but
yeah,
spite is powerful.
Right.
Larry David opened a store.
By the way, it seems like Darren Waller was traded to the Giants out of spite.
Yeah, didn't invite him to the wedding.
So the story on that, if you didn't hear
this, great. Break
this
down.
We'll have some other around the NFL stuff in a second. But the Darren Waller situation is this. At the Combine, Josh McDaniels is in front of a microphone and makes it public the date where Darren Waller is going to marry Kelsey Plum. Kelsey Plum, if you don't pay attention to these type of things, it's fine if you don't,
yep,
is one of the best women's basketball players on the planet. She plays for the Las Vegas WNBA team. Previously, I believe she played at Oregon or Stanford.
I don't know.
I can't remember. West Coast school. And so they are getting married, and McDaniels gives out the date. So apparently, reportedly, Waller was really upset about this, the fact that it was made public. Apparently, he's a very private person, was very upset that it was made public. I think a lot of people didn't even realize they were dating, let alone that they were getting married. Although, to be fair, I don't know that a lot of people were looking into it either. I don't know that they were hiding or anything. It was just something the greater sports public wasn't that aware of. So fast forward, they get married. Within 10 days of this, he is traded to the Giants. Kelsey Plum quote tweets him and says, essentially, I'm paraphrasing, it's because he wasn't invited to the wedding.
Yep.
That Josh McDaniels wasn't invited to the wedding. And yep. So basically, they traded Darren Waller out of spite,
yep,
for the 100th pick in the draft. You want to talk about that team got worse?
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're going to draft a tight end. Good luck. I wish you all the luck in the world.
Darren Waller's quite good. When he's healthy, he's battled some injuries, but yes, when he's healthy, he's been quite good. Garrett Wilson saying
University of Washington.
Washington. He had Pac-12. You were there.
Sad.
You were in the region. Don't be sad.
Sad. Hate to see it.
Garrett Wilson said, I ain't going to fake it. I thought that Dove bro tweet was the news break I was waiting for. Shake my head. I don't know anything. Sorry about that. Dove just wrote back. This guy's great. Dove. Hey, Garrett, it was true all along. You can go enjoy your vacation now. So he's out there.
Whoever
it is,
or whoever they are.
Can't we find it out?
I think people have looked into it.
Pablo Torre with a pretty good point out of him, even though I think his move was not as big a news in my household as it may have been in other households.
Sure.
I love that Aaron Rodgers, the biggest critic of Big Pharma and professional sports, came out of the darkness to realize that he wants to work for the billionaire heir to the Johnson & Johnson pharmaceutical fortune.
That's what I was saying
when I
made that point to Dan. Like, does this not land with anybody?
So your boy AJ actually asked him some soft along those lines. And he didn't answer it.
Sheesh. There you go. How's that going to work with Zach Wilson and Rodgers there? Pretty wild.
I don't think it's going to work well.
All right, there are some other signings in the NFL. We will get to those. We'll have a little thing or not a thing to continue with
Towelgate.
The NFL rules. Towelgate as well. Second hour, Cleveland Browns Daily, 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Cleveland Browns Daily brought to you by Ballybet. Coming soon to Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
All right, second hour here. Obviously, the Rodgers news is the news of the day in the NFL. Honestly, the real truth on it is he wants to play for the Jets. They got to work out a deal. The Packers are not under any sort of – they are not at all incentivized to do a deal for him now.
Do the right thing.
Yeah, they don't have to – they don't owe him anything. So
No.
And my guess is, like, their fan base, which probably a lot of them were on his side. I remember we asked the Hoff this a while ago, and I said, well, how's it playing there? And he said, honestly, a lot of people are sick of him. So, like, there's no pressure on the Packers to do right by him in any way, shape, or form.
Yep.
They're not worried about a jersey retirement ceremony 15 years down the road. Favre was upset with him once, too, and he came back and did it. So,
yep.
You know, it's one of those things that's probably going to happen. A couple other things around the league. We mentioned in the first hour of the program, the Buccaneers signing Baker Mayfield, 1 year, 8.5, as you mentioned, from Jenna Lane. It's four with a chance to get to 4.5 for him to compete for Kyle Trask for the job in Tampa Bay. I do like that spot for him. They still have a lot of weapons, so if he's going to have a chance to succeed and he's able to take advantage of it, that would be a pretty good one.
Yeah. I just don't know what that team is going to be. It feels like that's a team that has to tank.
Well, I think I said this. I can't even remember where I said it, but he's really the perfect quarterback for that because he will get buy-in in camp for your young guys, and then when it starts to go south, he's capable of that too. So it's kind of the perfect setup for that. We saw that last year in Carolina, and it worked out well.
You wonder if they liked Trask, which my guess is they don't because he's not going to come in and be a mentor type of a guy. He wants to start, and he's Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, yeah. Before I get into this, I can also tell you the Scotty Scheffler Masters meal. This is what he's going with.
Okay.
He's going cheeseburger sliders to start, firecracker shrimp as well, sweet Thai chili and sriracha mayo on that. You're not going to be a fan of that. Tortilla soup, Texas ribeye steak or blackened redfish, warm chocolate chip skillet cookie to finish. So that is his Masters
solid
dinner.
Solid. By the way, A.J. Hawk is known since last Tuesday, according to Aaron Rodgers. So A.J. Hawk,
like 10 days?
A vault, not a sieve, a vault. Something to be respected.
Why do you think he's on that show and remaining friends with Rodgers after all these years?
Vault.
He's been a vault.
Been a vault.
The entire time.
Yep.
I was actually texting with A.J. about some fencing. So,
about fencing?
Some fencing that I need to put around in certain parts of the property. And he and I have a similar setup. And so I was curious if he liked the fencing as I helped him with a part of his project. I needed him to help me with a part of mine. And that was over this weekend. So all of those texts to AJ Hawk could have been happening at the same time.
You guys were like, it's like you were texting
each
other.
He was vaulting me. I'm one missed text away from, I'm going to the Jets, buddy.
Yeah.
And AJ going, Jets, huh?
Yeah,
and me going, Jets? What? I'm talking about fencing. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
There you go.
It's basically like you and Aaron Rodgers were texting. That's the way I see it.
That's what I mean. It's this close.
Yeah.
So there you go. Lions signing former Bears running back David Montgomery.
I love
that. 3 years, $18 million.
I love that. Feels like file that away. And
so who goes away then?
Jamal Williams, who led the NFL with 17 rushing touchdowns last year. And David Montgomery is a wee bit more talented than Jamal Williams. Maybe not a good promo. Jamal Williams is an elite promo.
He was an elite promo.
But he is a more talented. They're going to be fun. I still just don't understand why they traded T.J. Hockenson, but they're going to be fun.
I think they're the pick in the North.
Yeah, king of the North.
Right? Feels like it. Les Jordan loves a lot better than anybody thinks he is. Can you imagine the relief of Peter LaFleur not having to deal with this anymore?
He's probably thrilled.
Oh, my God.
Probably thrilled.
Oh, my God. The Eagles have re-signed quarterback James Bradbury, 3 years, 38. They're planning to release Darius Slay.
Can't keep it all together.
You can't.
But they're going to keep that offense. That offense they're going to try to outscore you. Last year, they were able to do it all. They're going to continue to try to outscore you this year because in addition to the moves on defense, I think Rashad Penny, if he stays healthy, is going to be unbelievable in that offense.
Yeah, so they do sign Rashad Penny. They sign him from Seattle.
Yep.
He's he played at Stanford.
Yeah, and he was really good coming off an injury, and then I think down the stretch may have been the leading rusher in the league.
Yeah.
If that was this year or last year. But a very talented guy. I want to say yes. Was he a second-round pick?
Feels like it.
Let's see. One more A in there for Rashad. Pro Football Reference, they never help you out. Like, if you got to spell it, you got to be
You
got to
do it exactly, yeah.
So Rashad Penny, 2 years ago down the stretch, kind of led the league in rushing, 749 yards, 6 touchdowns, 6.3 yards a carry. He's never rushed for 750 yards in a season, but he is, the last 3 seasons that he's been healthy, he's averaged 5.7, 6.3, 6.1 yards per carry. He was a first-round pick, actually, out of San Diego State.
Oh, man.
San Diego State. Yeah, he was the one that was being compared to Falk, obviously, yeah. San Diego State, and really talented. Not the receiver Falk is, obviously, but I mean, when you have over 6 yards a carry and you're an afterthought in that one, he's going to have big playability. The question for him is its availability. Here are his games played: 14, 10, 3, 10, 5.
I've never been more upset with my mixing up of West Coast universities. I blew it on Kelsey Plummer. Yeah. And I blew it on Rashad Penny. I hate, I mean,
Kelsey Plummer, you're in the conference and everything.
Come on. I mean, do better.
Yeah.
Do better than that. Sad. Miles Sanders wrote his goodbye to Philly today on Twitter to the city of Philadelphia. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. There's going to be a lot of running backs available at really, really wide open price ranges by the time this is all said and done. Sounds like the Cowboys are going to part with Zeke, but that will come in June to save the cap space there.
Yep.
As they're preparing to release him. In addition to that, they did acquire Stephon Gilmore from the Colts in exchange for a 2023 fifth-round pick. Gilmore was not great last year. He's 33 years of age. Speaking of the Colts, they're releasing quarterback Matt Ryan after one season with the team, and the Panthers are signing former Bengals and Saints quarterback Andy Dalton to be a mentor, I would assume, to C.J. Stroud or to Anthony Richardson or potentially to Bryce Young. Speaking of, well, I wasn't, but now I am, former Browns Larry Ogunjobi, three-year deal. He will stay in Pittsburgh. Love Larry. He gets 21.75. Guaranteed. Good job out of him.
Yeah, you look at, you know, from the Steelers standpoint, Larry Ogunjobi.
That's there, the man right there.
They bring in Cole Holcomb, a linebacker. They get a guard, Nate Herbig, and Pat Pete. So they've made some nice moves there. Significantly more so, obviously, than either the Ravens or the Bengals at this point, both who have had people really go out of the door.
Yeah. The biggest one in terms of us, and it's not us directly, but it's part of a bigger trend down in Cincinnati. The Panthers are expected to sign former Bengals tight end Hayden Hurst to a three-year deal. The Bengals really wanted to keep Hayden Hurst.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a big part of their offseason. They were well aware that they were going to lose Jesse Bates, but they definitely wanted to bring back Jermaine Pratt. They did.
Yep.
They definitely wanted to bring back Von Bell. They didn't. He went to Carolina as well. And they definitely want to bring back Hayden Hurst. They didn't. So they need an in-the-box safety, and they need a starting tight end who can catch the football, because right now they don't have that. I think the only tight end on their roster is the guy who got the penalty in the championship game. What was his name?
For the Bengals?
Is that their only? It might be the only tight end on their roster. So, either way.
They're drafting one. It's an excellent tight end draft.
Yeah, but they need one, maybe two.
Yeah, probably need
and
a couple.
Need an in-the-box safety as well on that one. All right, coming up next, we'll play a little thing or not a thing with you. Continue the conversation with from yesterday on that. You'll listen to Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, coming soon to Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, coming soon to Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
All right. We got James Palmer coming up here in a second. Before we do that, though, let me tell you, there's a new way to cheer and include the Browns. They'll be your favorite four-legged companion. Barking Backers, presented by Milkbone, the Browns' newest club for pet parents worldwide. Sign up today at BarkingBackers.com. Barking Backers, the fan club for dogs. You mentioned this. Was this who's this with this? With the towels?
Orlovsky.
Our boy Orlovsky. What's he doing?
Our boy
James
Orlovsky.
Palmer, by the way, going to join us in about 15 minutes from the NFL Network.
Orlovsky. So
give it to me.
Orlovsky said, I'm going to get the direct quote from him. Orlovsky said that basically after for his shower towel, he is fine going about 30 showers before he washes that towel. Let's see if I can find the exact one.
Okay. I would be fine with 30 as well. It wouldn't bug me in the least. I'm clean coming out.
Agreed.
It's simply done to dry me.
Yeah.
And then it goes back on the hanger, the rack, and it dries, and I would use it the next day. I don't do that, but it's not my choice that I don't.
Right.
It doesn't matter to me. Like, I'd be fine if it just hung there for a month. Fine.
So here's how it started. Marlon Humphrey of the Baltimore Ravens said, right, I want to be able to shower and then have a full body blower dry me off. Boom. No towel.
No, you don't.
How has someone not created this yet?
Because it sucks. That's why. Just like when you go, nobody goes into a bathroom, and if you have the choice between the dry towel that you can just get as many as you want,
especially
or the stupid
good,
thing,
soft towel,
or this thing,
yeah,
No one's doing this blow dry thing.
Well, the Dyson blade ones work pretty well, but it's thin, so you have to do like this slow. Yeah, agreed.
It takes too long. You're standing there. It's a public restroom. Like the ones at the combine drove me nuts. So many of us would like, there'd be a bunch of people go in there, use the restroom. You go to the thing. It's the Dyson thing. You got to put your hand, do this.
Yeah.
And it's like too much. 80% of us would go, okay, and then try it.
It's
Let's
too
go.
Much.
Move it along.
You would need like a whole separate chamber for this to be effective anyway. Orlovsky says
of power, it would have to be like a jet engine.
Yeah, Orlovsky says, you're weirder than me, man. Humphrey says, does anybody really like towels though? Orlovsky, question is, how many times do you use a towel post shower till you throw in the laundry? I'm 30 times or so till it goes in. And no, I agree, but that air better be hot. 30 times, I honestly don't know, but not that many. And then some people were like, you can't be doing that. And said, at that point, does the towel just walk itself laundry? No, listen.
You're clean coming out unless you don't know how to do a shower.
Correct. The towel should be just
water.
Water. And then it dries. It should be clean
Agreed.
Water.
Agreed.
In fact, if anything, some soapy water.
Yeah.
It's basically like getting washed every time it rubs your body.
That's correct. Yeah, I don't have any
problem. I have no problem. I'm probably every, I'd say probably 2 to 3 weeks. Because I do that in the house.
I would say that from a...
If I was not in charge, it'd probably be much more regular.
Yeah. And it's not any... Like I said, it's more regular for me, but it's not like it's something... I'm not the cause of it.
I don't have Bayul over here overlooking
right.
my
towels. Taking care of things.
Yeah, right.
I got to tell you, though, like it's not something that I would care about if it didn't get done.
No.
There are many other things that I want done on a more regular basis that matter to me than that.
Yes.
That's not. If I could have one thing done for me easily and automatically every day that I didn't have to pay attention to, it would absolutely be flossing my teeth. I know it's good for me. I can't stand to it. I use the water pick. Apparently, that's not good enough.
It is
so
good enough.
So you got to get in there and do that with the floss.
Hold on a second. The water pick is supposed to be great.
That's what I think too. But you go to the dentist. Oh, you got to floss every day. It's like God, it sucks.
I think it's a baller toothbrush.
Yeah.
Full water pick in the toothbrush, the whole deal.
There's a toothbrush with a water pick in it?
Oh, yeah.
Who's the maker on that?
I'll look that up when I get back. It's I love it.
I like
the
idea of that.
So I get a full brush,
yeah.
Thorough. It's, you know, this special. I think it's a Sonicare, maybe.
It's either them or Braun.
Right. You get the full action, and then at the end, you click the other button, and now you got the full, and you can turn the power up as much as you want. I mean, dude, it blasts. You can see
that's amazing,
its
isn't it? When you do that with the water pick and you see how much you feel like you've done a nice job, and then all of a sudden that happens and you're like,
yeah.
Wow, there's a lot.
But then I'm feeling
there.
Clean. My gums are thriving.
Yeah, a couple of these to hit here
changed my whole gum life. To be honest,
I like I need that right there. All right, three separate proposals the Lions submitted to expand the coach's challenge system to include personal fouls called on the field. No, I don't. No. I don't want that. I don't want any more of that. They want to provide clubs with more opportunities for a third challenge. I don't want that either.
No. Just get it right.
Just get it right once.
They know what to do. You can see what's happened. Somebody whose
Sky
job
judge
it is to make sure it's all right. There it is.
To expand the replay's official jurisdiction to allow consultation regarding penalty assessment. Oh.
All I want them to be able to do is when it's
go to hell, man. We're not doing that.
When it's a ridiculous roughing the passer call. When that happens, I think you want this one to expand the replay official's jurisdiction to allow for consultation. I think maybe they're saying, is that the sky judge? Like that the sky judge could be more involved or can
say.
Hey,
I want the sky judge.
I just want instant.
And I want
talk
quick.
About it. Yeah.
I don't need you talking. There doesn't need to be a committee.
And somebody needs to be able to say, which is the Rams one, which is make fouls for roughing the passer called on the field subject to replay assist and or review by coach's challenge. Yeah, I'm fine with that because those have been so bad. Like the Chris Jones one, no, that's not roughing the passer. Pick it up. That's it. It's quick. There was no foul for roughing the passer on the play. Moving
and
on.
We're flying along.
That's it.
That's all you have to say. What was really frustrating is that they did it in the playoffs. They did it in the Super Bowl.
Of course.
Because it's readily available.
Yep.
And it's easy to get right.
Yep.
The Rams also submitted a proposal to make fouls for roughing the passer called on the field subject to replay assist and or review by a coach's challenge.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yes. Replay assist, do it. Just do it.
Make it so, man.
Just do it.
Nike, just do it, brother. Yeah, that's what's got to get done. They have the technology to be able to do it. They just need to do it.
Right. Just get it done. Like, you guys know what it's supposed to look like. You guys know what is a foul. What is it? Like, come on. That's easy.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Tomorrow, we'll do some tournament stuff tomorrow because that's when the tournament starts. We'll do that tomorrow.
Sure. Have you done a bracket?
I always do it within the first 30 minutes of it coming out. I have my whole life. There was a time when I watched more college basketball than any other sport that was broadcast.
Yeah.
That's long since been the
Gone.
Case.
No yeah. way.
I follow the Buckeyes closely, but beyond that, if there's a my kids, I made them each pick a blue blood so that just in case things went awry for Ohio State from the time they were really little, I had them pick a blue blood to follow. So the tourney would be interesting. So they, when their teams that they like are on, then I'll watch that with them. It'll be on in the background. I will say that this is a pretty remarkable thing in that this is a sport the vast majority of sports fans even don't pay attention to. From November through the end of February, and yet everyone will watch for 3 weeks.
Yep.
It's not the best way of determining a champion. It's the most fun.
Totally. It's not the most equitable in any way, shape, or form.
No. In any way. Is it the best? Is it that?
The reality is what it really should be is like a 16-team tournament with double elimination for the first four seeds so that there's a value to
even a best
the regular season.
But best two out of three, honestly, the best way of determining a champion in professional sports is the NBA playoffs. Yep. Best of seven. That's the best way to get the rightful champion.
For college kids, right?
No, you don't. Well, although if the money's there, they've proven in football that you can. So that's the best way to get the right champion. I mean, if you think in college basketball, even in our lifetime, most oftentimes. A lot of number one seeds win, a lot of number twos, there's fours, lots of them. But there's been a lot of instances where the best team doesn't.
No.
It happens a lot.
Yes.
So, because on a one-off.
Right.
You know? So, it's the most thrilling, but you don't always get
it. It really just should be, though, like I said, it really should be an 8 to 16-team tournament.
Yeah. And then with basketball, I think you need to do double elimination. Like, it's football, upsets are harder to come by in football. Yeah. They happen. But because of the physicality of it, in basketball, somebody's hitting shots, that's it.
Yeah, they're unconscious.
Yeah. I mean, that Arizona team that won it in 97, is it 97 or 98?
97.
Simon and
Bibby. We beat,
Bibby and
by
Simon
the way,
we
beat all the Blue Bloods.
Well, you beat Kansas in the Sweet 16.
That's right.
That Kansas team was the overall number one seed.
That's right.
They beat them in the Sweet 16. That's Paul Pierce, Rafe LaFrentz.
And then they
it's
beat,
a loaded team.
And then they beat Carolina.
Carolina in the Final Four.
And then they beat Kentucky.
No, they beat Carolina in the – who'd they play for the national title?
Kentucky.
So they beat Carolina in the Final Four, Kentucky in the national title.
All three one seeds.
All ones, yeah. But they had guards. You know, it's funny. As much as that sport's changed, if you have that, it's still guards. You got to be able to shoot it.
Yeah.
And you got to be able to dictate
able to
pace.
Right.
And those are the teams that still win in March. A surreal day in the NFL. James Palmer of the NFL Network going to join us next to help break it all down. You'll listen to Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, coming soon to Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, coming soon to Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
From a team of injury lawyers dedicated to every client every day, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk's a proud partner of your Cleveland Browns. Time to head on the Twisted Tea Hotline. A visit with our good buddy James Palmer, covers the NFL at NFL Network. James, thank you so much for taking the time. Quite a surreal afternoon in the league in terms of what happened there. There is just one kind of hitch in the giddy-up, and that's that the Packers actually have to do the deal, right? What did you make of what Aaron Rodgers did this afternoon and where this thing goes from here? Do we not have James? Are we on the air?
All right.
It's always important to know if we're still on the air.
Yeah, right.
That's also felt, the other that was, part of it. We want to make sure we are.
It was almost like perfect silence, which is
really
rare.
Was. It's even rare.
In, yeah.
There's usually a rustling.
Yeah, usually a rustling. Usually a rustling.
Some sort of movement there. So that's the we're efforting Mr. Palmer now. We had him, and we're going to call him back and see. This is the one issue with especially on a day like this, is these guys are bouncing around.
Yes, and this is the biggest news story is right now nothing to do with the Cleveland Browns. It is everything to do with Aaron Rodgers and that interview that he did with Pat McAfee. That is what everybody in the NFL world is focused on. And now you're seeing many people start to come out and say, you know, the Packers actually don't have to activate his $58 million option They have, between the way it was written in the contract, any time between now and September 1st. So they actually have zero rush to do this at all. And that interview clearly just increased their leverage exponentially.
It's interesting, though. So they obviously gave him permission and the Jets permission to talk, because otherwise it's tampering.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave them permission to talk. And I guess what he was working under was the – and the Jets were working under the umbrella of good faith.
That doesn't exist. This is
a
business.
With you, but I'm just saying. And like, so did he go on McAfee just to try to make James?
Oh,
how you doing, man? Did you hear the question by chance?
Nope.
Okay. So well, you know where we're going. The question I asked you was: is
problems?
Did we lose him again?
Did he not hear us? Hello.
He's not there. All right. Just do it. Apologize to him.
Yeah.
Nick, just apologize to him, and then. We'll work it out another time.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So along those lines, though, that we were just discussing, Andrew Brandt, who was one of the guys in that front office that Aaron Rodgers would have been talking about with the Green Bay Packers back in the day, he said Aaron Rodgers on his way out of Green Bay just helped out the Packers franchise immensely. The Jets fan base is now at a fevered pitch, just waiting for management to do this deal. Packers have no timetable, no need to hurry. They can just wait for the Jets to cave to their price. So they can not only cave to their price, they can change their price. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah, and apparently there's a report that this is from Jeff Howe of The Athletic, that the Raiders did call the Packers to inquire about Aaron Rodgers as well, as I'm sure many, many teams did. He's a very, very talented guy that they did look into that as well. And apparently they called the Bears about potentially trading up to number one overall before eventually ending up with Garoppolo.
Wow.
So there's a lot going on that front.
From Albert Breer, a stroke of genius in the Packers contract with Aaron Rodgers, his $58.3 million option bonus can be exercised at any point between now and September 1st. So Green Bay has all the time in the world to trade Rodgers. Former Jets general manager Mike Tannenbaum, who was famously on that Jets Hard Knocks season.
Yeah.
They were trying to get Revis.
Well, yeah, really one of the most fascinating hard
one of the best
was that one.
Yeah.
I mean, Ryan, that was
Rex Ryan, get a snack,
and that was that negotiation with Revis that was so fascinating.
He says Green Bay has no sense of urgency to get a deal done with Jordan Love on the roster and ready to go. They can wait until they get the compensation they want. Yeah, there was nothing about this that appeared to be anything other than, at least to me, anything other than this was a whole. If you're the Packers team, this was a home run in terms of you got all the leverage you could have ever hoped for coming out of this interview, right?
Completely right. Yeah. I mean, it felt to me like he went on there today to try to, I don't know, persuade Green Bay. Like at one point he said, do the right thing.
Yeah, like it's almost like
he's
begging.
Do the right thing, like begging. I was a face of the franchise for 15 years. I'm asking you to do the right thing. Dude, why'd you sign the contract?
And why have you...
You didn't want to be there anyway. And look, you can go back to the original beef to 2020 and say, why did you draft a quarterback? And that's valid. Why
sure.
did they? They could have drafted receivers and landed on one of them.
Of course.
They went quarterback. Like that's where this thing started. But it's continued the last couple of years, from my vantage point at least, in large part because of his choices as much as theirs.
Yes.
And so now they're going to work in the best interest of the organization. The other thing with the Packers to remember here is there is no ownership. There isn't.
There isn't a buck stops here. Right.
There isn't somebody who's like, now that can either be in Rodgers' favor.
Or not.
Or not.
Correct.
So sometimes owners have relationships with players. It becomes personal, especially at the quarterback position. You saw that with Jerry Jones, with Tony Romo. It's hard to, you know. It's hard when you have those personal relationships, especially a quarterback. That doesn't exist here.
No.
The Packers can be very straightforward with it and say, we have you are an asset, man.
Yep.
You are one of our most valuable assets. There is absolutely a market for him. If they wanted to, they could put this thing all the way back to bidding throughout the league. They don't have to, they're under no, where they only have to deal with the Jets.
Yes. Yes. And that's why this is, in some ways, this has become more intriguing because of the way he laid that out, the pressure that is now on the Jets to get the deal done, the lack of pressure that exists for the Packers to get the deal done. It's going to be fun now because there could be, right, Who's the spidiest? Who has the strongest voice in that organization? Ultimately, somebody.
Latte Larry's. That's what I'm doing.
Somebody has to say, "We're okay. This is the compensation we're taking." Is that Gutekunst?
Gutekunst, yeah.
Is that who's going to say it? Okay.
He's the GM, and then Murphy's the president. Like, those are the two guys running the operation.
Well, it doesn't feel like. How do you say his name?
Gutekunst.
Gutekunst and Rodgers have a great relationship.
No.
It doesn't feel like him and Peter LaFleur have a great relationship.
Yeah, but I think that's probably behind the other two negative relations. It's probably the valedictorian and summer school and the relationships.
Sure.
It feels like him and LaFleur could work together.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe. But the rest, not.
Not. So they're right. It behooves them not at all.
No. And so they have one chance to get as much as they can from the asset, right. And they should do it.
And the other
if
thing
we're
is.
We're sitting here doing Packers Daily. I'm saying ask for everything. Give me a little Sauce Gardner.
I'm saying there is there isn't a demand that you could make that is too ridiculous.
No.
Because at this point, he's either not playing,
mm-hmm.
which is fine, and he might say, I'll take all this money, went into the darkness, ready to not play.
90% ready to retire
fine.
Going into the darkness. So, yeah.
So, are you going to play for the Packers or are you going to retire? Of course, then it becomes this little stalemate. Oh, I'm not retiring, so they have to pay him the money and blah, blah, blah. But doesn't help him any. Doesn't help his legacy any. Doesn't. And it for the Packers, unless you're getting what you want, there's no point in getting rid of him. People would look at it and say, well, wait a second, guys. The Jets have all the leverage because he's not going to play for the Packers. So the Packers, anything they get for him is a bonus, right? Well, not if you care and not if you're spiteful.
Which I would be.
100%.
Which I would be if I were them.
Now, if we were running the Packers, we wouldn't have drafted Jordan Love.
I would have drafted one of the receivers in any of those years.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't Jefferson in the mix for them? They could have drafted him, wasn't it? Was it when they drafted Love?
Love, I want to say, was 20th.
Okay, so that maybe was Jefferson 20, went right before. I think he wanted him. I think he, because he mentioned Jefferson by name, and I think Jefferson went like 18.
Jefferson did go 18. All right, here's the 2020 NFL draft. There you go. It went.
T. Higgins is in that draft, though.
Jerry Jeudy, 15. CeeDee Lamb, 17. Jalen Reagor, 21st to the Eagles. Justin Jefferson, 22nd. If only they would have taken him. Green Bay got picked 26th and took Jordan Love. The next receiver that they could have taken was T. Higgins. Michael Pittman Jr. also went 34th. It went Higgins, Pittman Jr.
Can you imagine that much talent at the receiver position in a draft and the first one off the board is 14, did you say? 15, Jeudy?
Henry Ruggs was first off the board at 12. Jerry Jeudy, 15. CeeDee Lamb, 17. Reagor, 21. Jefferson, 22. I mean,
that's a loaded
obviously
class,
Ruggs
man.
Didn't pan out, but, I mean, CeeDee Lamb and Jefferson have been Pro Bowlers. And
Judy's really dang good, and Higgins is really good.
Yeah.
T. Higgins is really good. Like, if they just draft Higgins instead of Love,
yeah,
the whole thing's different.
T. Higgins never a Pro Bowler. Man, Trevon Diggs won the second round. That draft's pretty good, too. Jonathan Taylor, Antoine Winfield. We got Delpit right before him. Trevon Diggs, Jalen Hurts.
It's a good draft.
Yeah, that was a pretty good draft.
Yeah. It sets up a heck of a stalemate.
And
it sets up an organization with a ton of pride who is under, I mean, remember what they did. I mean, they sent Favre to the Jets out of spite.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let him go. He wanted to stay in the NFC North, and they said no.
Well, he got there eventually.
He did.
And then
it took a
rough pick against the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah. I always thought it was fascinating when he went in. I know you did some stuff down at the hall, and I take the kids down there, and went down there the year that he got in. And he had equal share in his display, like they put a mock-up locker from your team. He had equal parts Vikings and Packers.
It's absurd.
In his display.
That's absurd.
It was equal parts. Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. So that's where that one, that's the way that goes. So, yeah, this is the story of the day in the NFL. In terms of if the deal gets done, the Jets, you can add them to the list of teams that wake up and walk into their facility and say, yeah, we can win the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
they would certainly be added to that. There is now one less team that could be said about in the NFC. There's no question that the outlook of the Packers is very different without Rodgers versus Love. We have no idea what Jordan Love is providing.
No clue. It didn't look great in Kansas City last year, but we'll see what he can end up being. The NFC has two teams right now that you think could reasonably win a Super Bowl. And one of them doesn't have a quarterback.
That's what I was just going to say. And even the one that we're saying, it's mostly just a big bet on Kyle's big brain and the rest of their roster. Because they don't have – I mean, Lance is coming off a catastrophic injury. Yeah. Purdy's coming off a major injury. And then they have Darnold. Like, that's their quarterback room right now.
Yeah.
One other guy to pay attention to in all of this, as you know, as the days and weeks start to stack. Would the Rams put Stafford on the market? Now, he's coming off of the elbow does not look right.
No.
The last time we seen him play. He looked like he was
cooked. Of course they should. What are they trying to do? You can't half butt it.
Right, but if they put him on the market.
Miami?
I don't need him in the AFC.
Yeah, but where's he going to go in the NFC?
Falcons. Played at Georgia in college.
They got Ritter, and they just paid, what's-his-face, pretty good money to be Heinicke.
Heinicke, don't they? Yeah. Yeah, there's really no spot.
No, the Dolphins.
Washington. I'm trying to say NFC.
Washington.
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 Commies.
Washington. So.
Yeah, there's no real spot.
This is the greatest quarterback compilation, I would say, that a conference has ever had. I'm gonna go ahead and plant that flag right now.
Do you wrap your head around what it will take to bank a legitimate Pro Bowl in the AFC in the next 5 years?
Sorry, Tyler. So, of the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL, 9 are in the AFC, right? Mahomes, Burrow, Herbert, Allen, Rodgers, Watson, Lawrence, Lamar Jackson. That's 8.
Yeah. I mean, that
Jalen Hurts is the NFC.
Yeah.
And none of that was in any order.
No.
And then who's 10th in the league? Does Russ with Sean Payton end up 10th in the league?
I mean, he could. You could talk yourself into it pretty quickly that he could be.
Sure.
I mean, it's him or Dak. You'd start to get into that world, right? Him, Dak, and then I don't even know. You need somebody else to ascend.
Cousins.
Yeah.
Carr with the same. I mean.
Yeah, it's a big step back, though. There's those.
That 9.
That group.
And that's assuming, obviously, yes, we do Browns Daily, but assuming that Deshaun Watson is the player that
correct
we expect him to be. He is absolutely in that conversation.
Yeah. And also, the other guy, the one guy that you did mention from the NFC is Jalen Hurts. And like a year ago, nobody would have thought that. And I don't know if anybody even knows if that – does he have another gear to him?
Yeah.
It appears that he does. But it's when people can game plan for what he does and have a year to prepare for what he does and what they do, what does that look like? We don't know. We still don't know because it's never had to happen. Can Jalen Hurts go throw you to a win from behind?
Right.
That never had to happen because of how dominant they were.
Right.
So that part's still out there. In that regard. No, we've never had anything like this. Never.
No.
Not this type of imbalance. I mean, Tua, when healthy, is in that right there.
Oh,
well,
he was. This sure, for sure.
He was when he was there. When he was healthy, he was in that same category with those other cats.
By the way, our boy Greg Newsom is back on Twitter.
I didn't know he's off.
Well, on February 27th, 23, okay, he said, "I'll see you all in May. I'm signed out." On March 8th, he tweeted out Happy International Women's Day. And then today, 1 hour ago, Darius Slay said to be released. He quote tweeted the NFL tweet, said they let go of Slay. Then at 43 minutes ago, he retweeted a tweet from March of 22 that said highest graded rookie cornerbacks in man coverage last season, Greg Newsom, 75.9 fire. And he did this emoji.
Yep.
And then he quote tweeted 38 minutes ago, Smart Football's highest graded cornerbacks in single coverage from PFF, Jalen Ramsey, J.C. Jackson, Denzel Ward, A.J. Terrell, Greg Newsom, and he did this again. And that was also a tweet. That was from February 8th of 22.
I thought he was staying off Twitter.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's not.
He's not. He's right back in the mix.
He's back in the mix and seems displeased.
Come in ready to go, brother. That's it, right?
Come in ready to go.
Come in ready. Let's go. So much more to come. You listen to Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Bally Bet, coming soon to Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Bally Bet, coming soon to Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Man, it's wild. Crazy day in the league.
I got a great stat for you.
Give it to me.
Courtesy of Doug Clawson. I have no way of assessing the veracity of the statement.
I'll just say it emphatically.
He's a researcher and writer for CBS Sports, so as a researcher, I'm going to give him some veracity. Aaron Rodgers could throw an interception on his first 351 attempts as a New York Jet and still have a better career touchdown-to-interception ratio than the Jets have had since 2008. 351.
Straight. Do you think
it's like that Belichick stat
where
he
can lose
1,000 games in a row?
Do you think if an NFL team knew what your objective was and you were the starting quarterback for an NFL team over four quarters, you could throw for 10 yards if the defense knew what you were trying to do? In other words, they were going to try to stop you for throwing for 10 yards.
Do I think I could do it?
Yeah.
Who are my receivers?
Ours.
Our receivers?
Yep.
And I've had one play?
No, you got a whole game to throw for 10 yards, but they're playing NFL defense in an effort to stop you from throwing for 10 yards.
100%. 100%!
I think so, too.
1,000,000,000%.
I think the average human could not, though.
Well, we're not average.
You'd have to have everything out of the gun, because you're not dropping.
Of course I'm going to be in the gun.
You're going to gun the whole way.
But they're either going to press and somebody gets by somebody and I throw it, or it's throwing a bubble screen and they run for 10 yards.
No, no. Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. No screen passes and no shovel passes.
Fine. Gotta be, yes, 100%. I can throw a slant in there into a window the size of a football, no doubt.
Next level coming up next. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily on 850 ESPN.
No doubt.
You've been listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, a production of the Cleveland Browns and 850 ESPN Cleveland.